So in this episode, I'm going to talk about prokaryotic cells and what they are and what their cell structure is. I think it's really important to have a drawing in front of you because, of course, over an audio file, I'm not able to show you how it looks like. But I'm able to talk a little bit about the different parts of a prokaryotic cell. So first of all, there are two different cell types in nature. One of them they're called prokaryotes, and the other ones are called eukaryotes. And prokaryotes are significantly simpler than the eukaryotes. I mean, there are a couple of similarities that I'm going to talk about later on, but there are a huge number of differences as well. Now, I'm going to do now the following. I'm going to talk through the different parts of a prokaryotic cell and also what the function of the different parts are. Please be aware when they ask for the function of something, you actually have to tell them the function and not how it looks like. Yeah, so when they ask you what is the function of, the plasma membrane, then don't just say the plasma membrane is the structure that surrounds the cytoplasm, because that is not the function, right? You have to say the plasma membrane controls what goes in and what goes out of the cell, for example. Yeah, that would be a function. Yeah? So I'm just saying that be careful about this here. So I'm going to start with the plasma membrane. The plasma membrane is important for exchanging materials with the surrounding. It is selectively permeable or semi-permeable, and it controls what is able to go into the cell and what is able to go out of the cell. The plasma membrane surrounds the cytoplasm. The cytoplasm is the living content of the cell. Okay, what is the function of the cytoplasm? The cytoplasm contains enzymes for metabolism. So all of the chemical reactions of a cell actually occur in the cytoplasm. Surrounding the cell is the so-called the cell wall. The cell wall gives the cell strength and structure and prevents it from breaking open and popping, because the cell, the prokaryotic cell, is under pressure. Inside the cytoplasm, you have a nucleoid, a nucleoid, and that is a region containing naked DNA. What does this mean? Naked DNA means that the DNA is not wrapped around proteins. It's not packaged around proteins, and it is also not in a nucleus. That's very important. Prokaryotic cells are much simpler. They do not have cell organelles with membranes in them. So, this stuff is just floating around in the cytoplasm. In the cytoplasm, you also, I did not tell you the function yet. The naked DNA, the function of the nucleoid of the naked DNA is to carry the genetic information of the cell. There are 70S ribosomes. The 70S, that's simply the name that is given to the ribosomes. The S actually stands for the so-called the Svedberg units. You do not have to know that. That is simply the name that they have been given. And the ribosomes are responsible for making proteins. For example, the enzymes that are needed by a cell are made by the ribosomes. On the outside of the cell, you have pili. And those pili are also protein structures, and they are used to attach the cell to a surface so that they're not washed away. And it also allows the cells to interlock with other cells and to cluster together. Some prokaryotes have one or more flagella. Flagella are also made of proteins. They rotate very quickly and they push the cell forward, so they are important for movement. So, yes, this is basically pretty much everything that I wanted to say here. It is important for you to understand that not all prokaryotic cells look the same. Some of them have longer or shorter or no pili. Some of them have longer or shorter or multiple or no flagella. But there are a few things that all prokaryotic cells must have. And that is they must have a plasma membrane or a cell membrane. They must have a cytoplasm. They must have ribosomes. And they must have DNA, because without those things, basic life is not possible. Concerning the cell itself, the cell shape itself, there are of course different possibilities here. Some are more elongated, called the rods. Some are round, like spheres, called cocci. But the basic structure that you see is the same. Okay. So this is basically a short overview of what prokaryotic cells are. And very quickly now, this is how do they divide. Prokaryotic cells divide by so-called binary fission. And binary fission is, of course, cell division. But it is much simpler than mitosis, which happens in eukaryotes. Okay, so what happens here in binary fission, the DNA inside the cytoplasm has to be copied. Okay, because both new cells also need to have the cytoplasm. Then after it is copied, the two copies are pulled apart inside the cell, one to the left, the other one to the right side. And then the cell will divide in between. Okay, and that is called binary fission. The reason why it's pulled apart to the opposite side is also because the cell grows in length, in size, and this also pulls them apart. And when the cell becomes too big, remember, then we have a surface area to volume problem, and then it is necessary for the cell to divide again, because when it divides, we have again a large surface area to volume ratio for each one of the daughter cells. Okay, so this is a very short introduction into prokaryotic cells, which are cells that do not have a nucleus. I think I did not mention mentioned this, but I did not make it that clear. The name prokaryote means pro, means before, and karyo refers to nucleus. So they don't have a nucleus, it's like before a nucleus. And in a different episode, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about eukaryotic cells, which have a true nucleus. At the very end, I want to say that multicellular organisms, plants, animals, I don't know, any living thing that you're able to see with the unaided eye, multicellular organisms, and also protozoa, they are eukaryotic cells. So if you see a living thing out there, then you know it must have eukaryotic cells. These are not prokaryotes. So they must have a nucleus. But again, I'm already going off into the next topic, and I'm going to talk now about eukaryotic cells in a different episode. Have a nice day.